It has been stormy already in parts of our area today, and the weather pattern is not super favorable for dry weather over the next several days. That doesn't mean that we're not going to have dry weather, because there are going to be gaps of dry weather along the way, but pretty much every day there is at least some opportunity for rain as we go through the next few days. We've had some wet weather around today, though mainly south of Albany. Those areas have had rain through this morning into this afternoon, especially well south, closer to New York City. So Westchester, southern New England, those areas have been dealing with some rain through much of the day. And as you head farther north, it has been still fairly gray in and around the Albany area. And then even farther north than that, across northern New York and northern Vermont, we've had some pretty nice sunshine around Lake Champlain today. So the weather is a little bit variable across our area, depending upon where you are right now. But as we go through the next day or so, odds are going to favor rain at times. There's a large upper level area of low pressure that is positioned off to our west, and that's going to help to push some of that rain across our area over the next 24 hours. So we need to be ready for rain at times tonight, rain at times into the day tomorrow. It's not going to be raining the entire time, but the rain may be locally heavy because it is so humid. So as a result, some localized flooding is going to be a possibility. And you need to be aware of that, especially if you live near a river or stream that is prone to flooding. Additionally, within some of these heavier downpours, of course, roads can flood quickly. And it's important to remember never to try to drive into a flood on a road because you don't know how deep that water is or if the road is still there under that flood water. It may have washed away. Moving through the day on Wednesday, a cold front comes through. That may set off a few thunderstorms. A couple of those storms could be strong or severe with damaging wind gusts and some hail. It's not going to rain the entire day on Wednesday, though, but you need to be aware that there is a thunder threat, at least as we go through parts of the day. And then we see a little bit of a break on Thursday. Much of Thursday looks to be fine, but by late Thursday into Thursday night, another wave of rain will at least threaten our area with the potential for some downpours and maybe some thunderstorms as well. So the bottom line is it's not going to rain the entire time over the next few days, but you're going to need that umbrella at least from time to time. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of showers, some areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of rain and thunder, a high around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy with scattered showers, humid with areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of rain and thunder, humid with a high around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, areas of fog, humid, low 65 to 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of rain and thunder, humid, a high around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, areas of fog, humid, low 65 to 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of rain and thunder, humid, a high around 80. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of thunderstorms, highs in the 80s. On Thursday, partly sunny, chance of a late-day shower or storm with highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.